Okay, it is so common, it's actually a cliche. A young person graduates from college, then moves back into their parents' home. How? Why? No job. How could that be? The skills acquired at college aren't the skills employers are looking for. That's the starting point for the book, Job U, as in university. Job U, how to find wealth and success by developing skills companies actually need. On the live line now is the book's author, Nicholas Wyman. Nicholas, I invited you on the program because we're always hearing about the problem, but seldom the solution. Normally, we all just shrug, and that's what your book concentrates on, the solution. So thanks a lot for joining me today.
Great to be here.
Okay, so where does the problem actually begin? Does it start at home, at college, in high school? Where?
Well, I think we've got this labor market mismatch. So that's where people are leaving our education systems without the skills that employers need. So what you see is you've got this situation of people without jobs and jobs without people. And that's a real problem in the 21st century.
So what are today's most needed skills and jobs?
Well, I think a lot of people go into education, if we look at it from the education side, and they might really have strong academics, but they're missing real-world workplace skills. These are the skills that you need to get and to keep a job. So, from very basic stuff, communication, how to work with others, right through to learning the skills that employers need on the front line. But to answer your question, what are the jobs that are in demand? Jobs in medical technology, trades-based jobs, traditional jobs like electricians, plumbers, people who keep our homes running. These are the jobs that are in demand.
I know that mechanics, we just had a school that taught mechanics here in the Bay Area close up shop. And man, the students they were turning out were all six-figure students. They were doing great.
Well, there's been this bias away from vocational education, and I think it's a real mistake in education. As I said, as long as the education providers are getting this mix for students of strong academics and real-world workplace skills, people are going to leave with skills that are in demand. And I think that so we're going to see a return of maybe not shop class, but a 21st century version of shop class.
Okay, so you've got a list of seven jobs that earn more than $70,000 a year. Give me a couple of the names on there.
So some of these jobs are jobs that would really surprise people. Dental technologists, people who might want to be an air traffic controller. But there's a whole lot of other jobs that, are, as you said, are earning six-figure pays, and it's really very much got to do with what's in demand. So my advice to people, if they're looking in the new year to say, well, I want to start down the path of a dream career, they can do some research, and the Department of Labor's got this fantastic occupational handbook online. You can check to see if the job or industry is going up or going down.
Huh.
Do your research.
Okay, Nicholas, I look around the world and I see how much people are paid and what their retirements, what their benefits are. And to me, if you're not trying to be a police officer or a firefighter, you seem to be a fool. They pay so much more and the deal is so much better than most private sector jobs. Shouldn't people focus on that?
Well, I think people need to do what makes them happy, not what your parents want you to do, not what you feel is going to be a highly paid job. I mean, if people follow their passion and get into a career or get into a pathway, and you've got to put some reality to it, I think that people will find happiness, and with happiness is going to come success. But there's things that you can do that sort of set you up for this success, and people often say to me, well, how am I going to find this dream job? I really want to do something. My New Year's resolution, I'm going to find myself a dream job, Nick.
Great question. How do they do that?
Well, I think the first thing, and I've been listening to the program the last while, and I think something that goes on in your program is people are networking. They're out in circulation. They're talking to people, and they're involved in a conversation. So I think that's critical. I think another important thing for people calling into radio, be on topic. You have to be on topic. If you're going to go for an interview, you can't just randomly waffle on. You need to become an expert. You need to become an expert in the industry which you're going to get into. Read magazines, online, listen to radio
programs.
Give me
your last piece of advice. I'm out of time right now. Your last piece of advice.
Practice makes perfect. Don't give up. If you don't hit it in one, just keep coming back.
There you go. That is great advice. Nicholas Wyman, the book, Job You, How to Find Wealth and Success by Developing the Skills Companies Actually Need. I'm assuming you can pick this thing up on Amazon, local bookstores all over the place, right?
Sure you can. It's around $10.
Very good. Nicholas Wyman, that's it for me today. I was